Meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Larrowe?
Here.
Council President McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item is the consent agenda. I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Mayor, I just want to let everybody know that we do not have video tonight. You will only be able to hear them from the Zoom callers.
Okay. All right. First item, then, is the consent agenda. Is there any questions or anything you want to pull for discussion or motion to approve?
Good. Okay. I would move we approve the consent agenda as published.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda as published. Any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Larrowe?
Here.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That brings us to public hearings. We won't have any video tonight, so anyone who wishes to speak during this public hearing, please identify yourself before you start. And this is a public hearing tabled from November 17, 2020, December 1, 2020, December 15, 2020, and January 5, 2021. And on case numbers 2001ZC rezone and 2002-S preliminary plat for Sarasol subdivision. Doug Hansen. Okay, any questions at this time for Doug?
No.
All right. Did we have anybody that requested to sign in to testify tonight?
No, Mayor, we did not.
Okay. All right, well, this is still a continuation of that public hearing. Further information that has been requested has been sent, so.
Applicant representative tonight is going to be, I think it's Mike, if that's correct.
Correct, yes.
Okay, did the applicant want to comment?
My name is Mike Ingebrigtsen. My address is 2251 South Sumac Street in Boise, Idaho. And the only thing I'd like to comment about is there was a report pulled from ITD regarding traffic accidents at the intersection of Swan Falls and Stagecoach over a 12-year period, and unfortunately you didn't get it in time. Staff, I think, has a copy, but over a 12-year period, there were only 8 accidents at that intersection, and it looks like three were due to inattentive driving, one a failure to yield, one was speed too fast, and the other one was impaired driving or drunken driving. So I don't know if it's too late for me to put this into the public record or not, but I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Over a 12-year period, 8 basic minor accidents, no injuries involved. And with that, I guess fire is responded, police is responded, ACHD is responded. All, I think your inquiries of the developer have been met. So I'm not sure. Maybe I can answer some questions that you might have, but other than that, I'm here at your disposal.
Okay, thank you. Did council have any questions for the applicant?
I don't.
Okay, none at this time. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having computer problems. Hang on just a hot second. I had to reload everything.
Oh. Okay. Did anybody, did you have any other comment? Councilmember Cardoza, while Councilmember McPherson is getting his packet reloaded.
I have none.
I think we always have the concern because we don't have an overpass, we don't have easy access from the north side of the tracks to the south side of the tracks. I think that always creates a concern, and it's going to be a concern until we can do something to resolve the issue of an overpass. So I guess it's going to be up to council. I don't know that based on what ACHD has shown for their response and the applicant and what he had just commented on there. I don't know that there's really anything sufficient unless there's some items that council wants to ask to be changed in the design.
Well, again, it boils down to, I think, if I recall right, that ACHD, who is the road authority, so to speak, said it was, how did they put it, within their acceptance level or something like that. So I guess based on that, I don't know what we can really change the way the layout is in that.
The picture that they have, and I'm trying to remember the company that put it in there. I'll have it here in a minute, I hope. Kimberly Horn, I guess. If you look at the picture, my concern was the going south up the hill. But if you look at the picture,
excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you talk into your microphone, please?
My concern was basically the going south up the hill, but looking at the north side distance view of an individual on the west side of the road as to the crest, it looks like my concern was the traffic coming over that ridge. But it looks like there's ample distance for the safety of any pedestrians or cars coming south over the road. So I think these pictures alleviate some of my concern as to the crest at the top there, so.
Okay. Yeah, after looking at this, it appears that the entrance from Stagecoach is actually more of a problem than what this subdivision would create.
It looks like the only concern the fire had was the mailboxes, if I read that correctly. Relocating the mailboxes, or was that the police department?
That was fire, I believe.
Fire, I thought. So, yeah.
I think their major concern was egress, and I think the location of those boxes was what they thought might be a problem there, so I'm sure that that will be taken care of through the applicant and during time of construction. And then the only other concern was the perimeter having a commercial zone to the north side of that subdivision, putting houses right along a commercial zone. So I don't know what else you would do there other than tell them they can't have any houses over there, but I don't know that that would be an appropriate fix either. So. I think as long as people that buy houses there know there's an industrial zone or a commercial zone right next door to them, then that should suffice for that.
Right.
All right, so we've opened the public hearing and received evidence, so we're on to the next item, if you're ready to move on with it.
Richard's deep in thought.
I was trying to remember. Our city attorney was, I asked if the public records, the plat, could have some kind of notice to the buyer of the lots on the north side that there would be industrial north of them. And I don't remember what Bill said, if we can make a condition of approval that the plat have a warning to the buyers of the north lots. Bill, do you remember if the discussion was ever consummated?
Mr. Mayor, with your permission,
yes.
Bill Gecray, city attorney. Councilman Cardoza, as I've told you, I have experience as I represent highway districts, and we do have notes on plats from time to time that have some purpose on it. I would say if you were going to add a note like that on a plat, that that language should be worked out with the applicant and the applicant's engineer to be sure that that there's agreement as to what it would say. Obviously, zoning can be temporary, could be changed in the future, and the note might identify that at the time the plat is recorded that there is an industrial zone adjacent to the subject plat on whatever side of the plat it is on. And I know with the highway districts I work with, we work pretty closely with the engineers of the applicants to make sure that notes on plats have been vetted through and everybody's satisfied with the language contained therein. But yes, I think that can be done.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anything further? So then we could make it as a part of the motion to instruct staff to work with the applicant and the engineer to come up with proper language for basically a warning of an industrial site next door and adjacent to the
north property.
North properties, yes. So with that, if we have nothing further that council wants to discuss, we are at the point of consideration to close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation if someone wants to make that motion.
Yep, Mayor, I would move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Does that need a second?
Yes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Then I would move we... I would then move we approve... Case number, get this right here, 2001ZC and 2002S, with the conditions that staff and the city engineer work with the developer to list warnings of industrial happenings next door to the north boundary properties.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, while you're considering a second on that motion, I would think that would be a condition of the preliminary plat approval, not necessarily a condition of the rezone. And if you wanted, you could make that condition that the language would be subject to approval of the director, the planning and zoning director, and the applicant, so therefore that preliminary plat could be completed without having to come back for further hearing before the council.
So just separate my motion to not include both case numbers.
Okay. All right, so then the motion is to approve the case number 2001ZC rezone, and contingent upon an agreement with staff and the applicant and engineer to come up with language to recognize that to potential buyers that on the northern boundary there is a commercial industrial zone next to the property, and with that would come the approval for preliminary plat 20-02-S. Does that sound like your motion?
Yes, that is what I would say.
And did we have a second on that?
Yes.
All right, so we had a motion and a second.
Yes.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you. Item 7A, consideration to consent to mayor's appointment of a new planning and zoning director. So after, and we discussed this in the last meeting, we just didn't have it on the agenda in time. So my recommendation for the appointment for new planning and zoning director is Jace Hillman, and just looking for a motion this meeting to confirm that if council so desires.
Mayor, I would move we approve your appointment of Jace Hillman to the planning and zoning director position.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve, to consent to the mayor's appointment of Jace Hillman being the new planning and zoning director. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. That brings us to item 7B, 2020 TE. It's a time extension for Whisper Meadows subdivision. Kyle Pruitt of KM Engineering on behalf of DB Development LLC requests a time extension approval for the Whisper Meadows subdivision preliminary plat in order to make the required corrections to the construction plans. I don't know if we need any further explanation on that. If you do, we can.
Do we do it to a time certain, or?
I think it's an automatic two-year extension, isn't it, Mayor?
I think there's a timeline on it.
I was going to ask, what is the time extension?
Jace, can you
Mr. Mayor, I think it's 2 years. It's an automatic 2 years.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Jace.
Would you agree with that, Jace?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So that gives them up to a two-year time extension.
Okay. Then I would move we approve business item 20-02TE for the Whisper Meadows subdivision.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for the approval on that item. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Item C, business item 20-03TE, time extension Falcon Crest subdivision. Wendy Schrief of JUB Engineers on behalf of M3 Companies request time extension approval for the Falcon Crest subdivision preliminary plat due to delays in the design and construction of phase number one.
Same thing, basically, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I would so move we approve business item 20-03TE for the Falcon Crest subdivision.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the time extension 20-03TE on Falcon Crest. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries. That is all that we had on the agenda for this evening. Is there anything that council wants to mention or bring up? Okay. Well, then with that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Bill.
Mayor? Since I'm not there, can I extend my congratulations to Jace Hillman on his appointment?
You can.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, Jace has already been thrown in to the fire and been working out trying to keep his feet from getting burnt. So he's doing a good job. He really is. He's making some good changes. I think we're going to see some good results from that. So, Jace, welcome aboard, and appreciate all you've done already. So, and with that, meeting is adjourned. Thank you.